Okay, so can you just, you've just come out from visiting the men, can you just tell us how they are and what's going on?
Well, I was very moved by their determination and their courage. A few of them are obviously quite ill. I think they've been to the hospital today and have come back. Thankfully, most of them are taking water. I just assured them that as a priest, as a Catholic priest and a member of a missionary congregation here in Ireland, that we were very much in solidarity with them, that we recognised their plea for justice, and that we hope that Mr. McDowell, if he is a lawyer and if he is a Christian, that he will show some humanity and compassion, and that you know, he's made a preposterous suggestion that they're just escaping trouble in Afghanistan. But who causes the trouble in Afghanistan and the situation in Afghanistan going back hundreds of years? It's ironic that there are two plaques in this cathedral to the British soldiers that died during the British invasion of Afghanistan. So, you know, the people in there that are fighting on their behalf, these residents against racism, they noticed the irony of that. But I was met with nothing but absolute warmth from these people, especially these young men, and they're very determined. So we hope now that it always makes you be ashamed to be an Irish citizen. We hope that the government and the Department of Justice will get sense, and even if there's some interim solution. One young man, he's living in a hostel, not able to work, not able to study. What kind of an existence is that? Would Mr. McDowell like an existence like that? And then, given the history of this country too, and its immigration and all that's been happening, it's a disgrace.
You think we'd have remembered having gone through what we went through?
We remember that, but we forget, because there's a preoccupation with money and wealth, and that's all that's occupying even the government. Yeah. And a sense of justice, humanity, irrespective of what people's religious beliefs are, but humanity. Would the Justice Minister not come up and meet these people?
Do you think that if more Irish people come out and support the men, that they can put pressure on McDowell to come out and meet them?
Absolutely. If the Irish people, they have a tradition of getting behind a just cause, this is a just cause. This is a truly just cause that these people have. So we hope that the Irish people will get behind this in the name of humanity and in the name of God, if we're a Christian nation, if we're a Christian people. Why doesn't Mr. McDowell come and meet these people and see their sincerity, their warmth, their cause? Even the lawyers that are acting on behalf of racists, the residents against racism, have said that there hasn't been due process in relation to their appeals for asylum. So, you know, there's lots of injustice upon injustice upon injustice. It's, as I said, it'd make you ashamed to be an Irish citizen. Yeah.
And it's like we all see how much Irish society has changed just in the last generation, but I suppose you can see it turn into more greedy me country and place. But I'm hoping that people will come out. Do you think that they will, though, or do you think that it's starting to split between people who support them and people who are against them? Already we've had people coming up saying, get the Taliban out. Well, we've had young people coming up just shouting in racist taunts at people who are here supporting the men.
Well, I think that's down to a degree of ignorance about the whole situation. I've seen a man here with a placard saying, throw the Taliban thugs out. But sure, they're not. Yeah. Number one, they're not Taliban. Number two, they're anything but thugs. Have you met these young people? You know, it's a lot of, and you know, unfortunately, there, a lot of this is driven by a section of the media, yeah, that get behind the anti-immigrant cause, you know, and then the appeal that stir up to that minority, because I'm convinced it's a minority. Yeah, but you know, it can be a dangerous thing too, you know.
If people are made afraid, I suppose that's what you've seen, that all the way through history. That's what stirs it up, and you see the results of that.
Well, you know what fear can do? It can do terrible things, and we see it. And we see it sometimes resulting in extreme violence and in all this abuse and you know, the killing of young people and what racism does, you know.
But come back to the men, though. It seemed like some of them stopped taking food and water before Sunday. before Sunday evening, and they've been in there. It's now Tuesday evening, and it's just a few hours ago, or if not an hour ago, that they started to drink water again, as far as I know. Like, that was a big step, because without taking in the water, they'd 3-4 days before bodily inside started to give up. They did meet with some people, and they have started to take the water, but still it will take time for them to get back to not a normal state, but to a better state where the insides are having water back into them again. But when you were there and you saw them taking the water, like, you saw that they were still definite about this. They were still firm, absolutely firm in their fight to carry on this with hunger strike.
Yeah, I spoke to their spokesperson. He said that they were absolutely determined to see it through, even though that they're taking, and thankfully they're taking water, you know, in small amounts. But he said to me that they're absolutely determined. I said, well, I hope, as a priest, as a Christian, that I hope that nobody would die and that they would come off this hunger strike.
Yeah, yeah.
But he said they were determined because of the cause that they had.
Yeah. Well, I know that I met a lot of Afghani people in Pakistan, and I saw how gentle they were, how humble they were, but also how strong they were and how firm they were. And history has shown them as being a very strong group of people. Exactly.
They'd be very resilient.
So if they say they're doing this, they're doing this. There's no half measures with the Afghanis.
I would accept that you've been and you've met them in Pakistan. I've been very moved by their warmth and their sincerity, and also I'd say they're very resilient.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time and the support to the men.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
Okay.